This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With the new NAFTA, USMCA officially signed today and that partial China deal from a week or two ago, calmer trade times are perhaps upon us, but there is still plenty of tariffing going on out there. American distillers, purveyors of fine bourbons and whiskeys, for instance, are in Europe this week trying to get the EU to lift its 25% tariffs on their products, as are makers of Scotch and Irish whiskeys trying to get American tariffs on their goods lifted. Not on the Trump administration's tariff list, though. English whiskey. And that could help that lesser-known libation break into the American market. Marketplace's European Bureau Chief Stephen Beard somehow drew that assignment.
Andrew Nelstrop prepares to taste a nip of English whiskey. He wets his lips and flares his nostrils.
It doesn't have much on the nose at all. And even when I take my first mouthful, I don't get that much smoke. But wait 10 seconds, this smoke appears. It's got a good mouth feel to it.
For a whiskey buff like Nelstrop, that is praise indeed, and not entirely surprising. After all, this is whiskey from his own distillery. When he built it in 2006, it was the only one in England, the first since the industry died out here 100 years ago. The distillery sits amid the finest barley-growing land in the country, on top of a huge aquifer.
It's England's largest freshwater supply, and crystal clear. Absolutely beautiful.
Even more important, he says, the casks are stored in warehouses in wide-open countryside.
If you look out this back window where the warehouses are, you cannot see the next building. It's just meadows, river, plains and trees as far as I can see. And I think it's more about where your casks are maturing and breathing.
His company is a success, so much so that 13 rival firms have now set up whisky distilleries across England. Nelstrop is keen to expand his sales overseas. He's chosen an interesting time to try to break into the American market.
If President Trump slaps his tariffs on Scotch and Irish whisky, that could be a bit of a boost for you. That'll give you a price advantage.
Yes. I mean, in theory, it should be good for us.
His whisky isn't cheap. It'll sell in the US at around $55 a bottle, more expensive than entry-level Scotch. I've come here to the UK's largest online whisky retailer, the Whisky Exchange, in London. Head buyer Dawn Davies told me the English spirit is also at a disadvantage when it comes to image.
People have this romantic idea about Scotland and the Highlands and that picture of a Scottish glen and a loch, you know, and I think that helps that Scottish image worldwide. England doesn't quite have that romance.
Or volume when it comes to whisky. Scotland exports 137 million bottles of Scotch a year to the US alone. The St. George's distillery makes only 160,000 bottles in total.
It's never realistically going to challenge Scotch, though, is it?
Look, you never know. Say, let's take English sparkling wine. Could it challenge champagne? Potentially. You know, the quality's there. They haven't got the history, but, you know, the sales are growing. More people are knowing about it.
Back in Norfolk, another group of Brits is getting to know more about English whisky with a tour of the distillery and a tasting.
By all means, have a taste. Once again, don't drink it all. Or spill it.
And the verdict from these visitors, John Burrell and David and Adam Smith, is positive.
Yes, very nice, very. It's absolutely lovely.
Explodes round the mouth.
Very tasty, yeah.
It's a lot easier to drink, it's a lot smoother, it's a lot nicer, in my opinion.
What, than Scotch?
I prefer it, yeah. I much prefer it.
But these are patriotic English drinkers. We'll soon find out whether it appeals to impartial American palates. At the St. George's Distillery in Norfolk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.